Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8-Figure Business Coach Radio, episode number 2, Attracting Your Ideal Customer Client for Building an 8-Figure Business. Welcome to 8-Figure Business Coach Radio. I'm your host, Victoria. Building an 8-Figure Business is intentional and not accidental. There are several key components necessary to reach this type of business success. Each week, I will go into detail with proven methods on marketing, list building, how to master the inner game, which is your mindset, client attraction, social media, conversion, matrix, finances, resources, things that are necessary to build an 8-figure business with the goal in mind, which is to build to sell. Now, let's get started. Today, we're going to talk about in episode number 2, attracting your ideal customer client. I call this, and most people call this, your customer avatar. Most of you probably have heard about your customer avatar and what that means, but we're going to go over a couple of key facts, and then we'll move to the next level, which is how to attract them. The number one way to grow a business is to know the who. Even if you've been in business for a while, you may not know who your market is. If you have a product or service, attracting traffic in today's day is not a challenge as much as it used to be. With Facebook, LinkedIn, all types of social media, it is easier now than it was years ago and definitely cost-effective. With Facebook alone, you have over 900 million individuals at any given moment that can be attracted to your service or product. The problem is so many people are not aware of who they're trying to attract as much as they think they are. So one of the things we've done with the 8-Figure Business Coach when we have our clients is we take them through a series of questions and homework assignments so that they can determine who they're trying to attract, and then we move into what marketing strategies you need to implement to be able to attract your who. Once you've attracted your who, it's a lot easier then to differentiate your different segments of your market. So let's say, for instance, you are trying to attract someone who's going to purchase a baby car seat. That would fall into several categories. It could be someone that is a mom. It could be the father, the grandparents, or someone that's purchasing a car seat to sell in their boutique or the consignment store. I just gave you 4 different avatars that you would not approach the same type of way. Most times we approach our avatars the same way, with the same message. But that is one of the biggest mistakes people make, because you're going to lose my interest depending on what approach you have. So the message has to match who you're targeting it to. It could be the same exact product, but the way you present the message is going to be different. So let's start with building a single avatar. Once we built the single avatar, we then moved to how to build a multiple segment for your market. When I build my avatar with my clients, I tell them to close their eyes and let's first think of our product and service, and then we want to look at who our avatar is and give them a name. So let's go with Julie. We're going to say we're building an avatar and our customer's name is Julie. So if I were actually going to do 8-figure business coaching, this is the type of avatar I would build. First, her name is Julie. I would determine the age of Julie, the gender, the marital status, with if she has kids, what age there would be, and what location I'm trying to market my product. So if I'm doing the 8-figure business coach and I'm trying to find a customer, I work with women entrepreneurs primarily. So Julie would be a great fit for me, being that she's a female. The age that I normally like to attract is anywhere between 45 and 65. That age group is the age that my market, my target market, is in. My target market avatar customer is more than likely going to be married, but there also could be quite a few single women, because my target market are women that are building and scaling a business towards eight figures with the purpose of selling the business later. Even if it's 10 years down the road, we're looking at purposely selling the business, so we're going to build it in a totally different way, because we're automatically going to take ourselves out and provide systems and processes in place so that we don't put ourselves in every aspect of the business, which will not allow you to sell the business because you are the business. So many people build their business as a solopreneur, but they keep it there. We all understand why you do in the beginning, but as you grow and scale your business, you should have already set things in place to take yourself out of each and every part of the business. Because if you're selling the business later, no one is going to purchase you and the business. They're only interested in purchasing the business. So your mindset has to be on that from the very beginning. Now we have the age, the gender, the marital status, if they have children. My target market will more than likely have children that are either in high school and moving on to college, or college and getting their first life experience and set up on their own. I'm looking for corporate women who are looking to start another phase in their life after retirement, or someone that's in corporate that is looking to build their business at the same time. Location is national because I do all and most of my programs online, so I have an online presence which is national and international. The next thing I'm going to look at is what's their current occupation, which we just went over. Their job title could be CEO, president, or they could be an accounting exec, manager, but this is my target market. Annual income. Level of education. Mine would more than likely be anywhere from a certified person with a high school diploma, a bachelor's or master's degree or higher. And then you can write in other. What you want to pay attention to is, once again, you want to close your eyes and you want to be able to imagine what this person looks like as if they're standing right in front of you. This really helps to hone in on your marketing message. Now, like I said, we're going to build different avatars for different marketing segments, but first we're going to build the single avatar before we move on. You then want to look at their goals and values. What is your avatar's goals? And you want to make sure that you truly write that down, because you're going to have a space where we've talked about all this information, and then you're going to have goals and values. You're going to write down their goals, and you're going to write down their values. Because remember, when you're marketing, there are times that someone will purchase something from you because they like you. They like you personally, and that means that they feel your values align with their values. So anything you put out there, they're going to look to purchase it because they feel like you're in alignment together. This is an absolute great place to be, because very few people are able to enjoy that type of positioning. Let's say Harley Davis is one of those people, that they have true blue people that are just interested in what Harley Davis is putting out, and they're ready to purchase as soon as they are able to be in the position to go to the Harley Davis store and purchase it. That is one of the favorite places for positioning to be. Sources of income. You want to look at where your avatar source of income is so that you can look at how you want to set up your positioning for marketing and your message. The next thing you want to pay attention to with your avatar, after you've gone with your goals and values and your sources of income, you really want to pay attention to their challenges and pain points. This is very, very important. Understand and be able to write down at least three challenges, because when you are marketing to your avatar, they may not be aware of what their challenges are. You may have to educate them on what their challenges are and that there is something out there that can solve the challenge. So for me, if I'm doing eight-figure coaching and my program is specifically on how to build a client list, someone may not be aware that's in business how important a client list is. So they may become frustrated, but they don't realize that there is a system and process in place that works and puts it on autopilot on how to build a successful client list. Now, their challenge could be time, resources, information. That's their challenge and their pain point. The goal is they're trying to get a client list because they ultimately want to market to their customers and potential clients. Having and building a successful client list is one of the most important business aspects or assets you can have. It's a business, important business aspect because very few people understand that your client list should be a separate entity all by itself. You should look at that as a child, and you're trying to grow this child into an adult. It's an important business asset because when you're building your business to sell, one of the important key ingredients that separates a regular small business from a business that grows to eight figures or more is the business assets. And having a successful client list is a large and very important business asset that you want to start building from the very beginning. Now we've identified our challenges, our pain points, our goals, and our values for our avatar. The next thing we want to pay attention to is our objections and what role in the process for purchasing they're in. Is this the decision maker? Is this someone that can make the decisions? So if we look at the four that we just spoke about, when we're speaking of the baby car seat, the father is in a position to purchase. The mom is in a position to purchase. Every person that we've just talked about that is our four ideal avatar customers are in a position to purchase. They are the sole decision maker, as opposed to if it's a middle manager that has to go through a CEO, they're not the decision maker. So you would note that with your avatar as far as what type of objections they would have and where they have to go to get the decision made. Already make a list of the objections in your mind so that way you're able to be prepared for the objections when they come into play. Also, you want to be aware of the avatar's position when it comes to purchasing and where in the process of purchasing they are. On our next episode, we'll go into a lot more of bringing your customer from being aware to, if they're not aware, how you make them become aware. And there's a cycle to take them from unaware to awareness to really, really wanting to purchase your particular product and service. That will be in our episode number 3. Now, the last piece we want to come into is sources of information. This will really, really have you think about your avatar. When I think of my particular avatar customers, I write down what type of books they would read. Mostly it's going to be business books, like something on HR, how to scale your business, how to market. These are going to be the type of books that my avatar customer is going to read. I'm then going to look at what type of magazines they're going to read, what blogs and websites they're going to be present on, what conferences. This is a big one. Where are they physically? I know we do a lot of online marketing, but I also like to touch on offline marketing because that is sometimes overlooked in today's marketing world. Conferences are a great way to be able to connect with your avatar because they're actually going to be in person and you can do marketing the old-fashioned way. Think about who your avatar's gurus are. Who is the main rock star in the industry? We have several in coaching, and I always think of who they are. If you are not is probably in the space of being able to do research, one of the ways you can do that is Google, Facebook, to see what pages are people looking at, Amazon. Go and do some research with Google. Google what keywords are coming up in your particular industry so that you're able to see what people are liking, what people are visiting. Another great place is a guest blog or a forum. Forums are great. So these are the different areas that you want to have sources of information of where your avatar is. Now we've got a complete picture for one single avatar, and that's where we want to start. You want to be able to have a format that I just went in with the four different, the goals and values, sources of information, challenges and pain points, objections and roles in the process, purchase process. And then you want to have your avatar's name, and even cut out online. Put a picture of someone that you can really think about and put them up somewhere next to your workstation. When you do this, this is going to give you an actual idea of a person you're talking to. Every time you market, think of that person and market to them. Once you're able to do this in a short period of time, it may sound like a lot of work, but it's oh so worth it. It shouldn't take more than maybe 10 minutes as in addition to the research. That may take a little bit longer, but it's worth it. Once you're able to do this, you will then be able to start to churn out multiple avatars that you want to have in your different segments of your target market. Have them already in advance because there's going to be different people you're going to market to, which this will help you build an actual marketing campaign and not just a marketing ad, which is a one-time ad. You want to always build a marketing campaign. I hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. I like to really go into the avatar because when we're looking at a step-by-step process, this is step one for any product or service that we have. It should be at the top. Once we determine that, we then get a chance to look and see who we're marketing to. Most times I'm speaking to people that already have a product in place or service in place, and you've already tested it as far as you know that there's a demand for it. So we move right into the avatar. I hope you join me next week for an episode on how to build a successful campaign with the avatar and putting them in place like we just spoke about. That'll be episode number 3. Also, please visit us on social media, which is Facebook at 8-Figure Business Coach and Twitter at 8-Figure Business Coach. I truly enjoy delivering this message and look forward to seeing you next time. Have a great business day.